It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
At least once a week, officials with the Safe UT app say it's preventing a planned school attack or some act of violence in Utah. It comes amid reports the accused school shooter in Buffalo made threats against his school and detailed his plans. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, the Calf Canyon fire has become the largest in New Mexico's history. The fire has burned nearly 300,000 acres as of early this morning. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
We still have at least one right lane block due to a crash in Davis County on southbound I-15 at Antelope Drive. It has caused some backups in the area. Your Salt Lake County freeways, delay-free and crash-free at this time. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Extra hot temperatures continue, but it won't for much longer. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now in Salt Lake City, we're at 88 degrees. KSL's top national stories here from ABC News.
The FDA wants to get baby formula to stores as soon as possible. It's easing restrictions on imported formula and reached an agreement with Abbott Nutrition to resume production in a plant that was shut down months ago due to contamination.
If contamination is identified in the future, the company must notify the FDA, identify the source of the problem, and conduct a root cause investigation before resuming production.
Commissioner Robert Kay left Buffalo, New York in mourning after Saturday's supermarket shooting. Former Fire Commissioner Garnell Whitfield's mother, Ruth, was one of the 10 killed.
My mom was my heart. She was the glue that held our family together.
Authorities say the alleged shooter, Peyton Gendron, was spotted in the city in March. The attack in a deadly Southern California church was allegedly by a Chinese immigrant who may have been motivated by hate for Taiwanese people. The White House changing U.S.-Cuba policy, lifting many travel restrictions. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time for the in-depth on KSL. A black bear was tranquilized in Morgan County today after it was seen on the grounds of a middle school. Mark Hadley with the Department of Wildlife Resources says the drought may have played into the reason the bear made an appearance.
Really unusual, though, to see a bear down in the city itself. So it really was very unusual. And we don't know all the reasons why it decided to come down into the city. You know, with the drought, bears eat a lot of vegetation, berries and different kinds of things that they find out on the landscape. And in a dry year like this, sometimes those plants don't produce as well as they will in a year that maybe isn't as dry. And what happens there is the bears have to wander a bit more trying to find something to eat. So it can cause bears to cover more area and end up in some crazy places.
Hadley also has a few tips on how to stay safe in the event you do encounter a black bear.
Black bears, they typically try to avoid people. So the chance that you'll encounter a black bear, if you're up in the backcountry, black bear hears you coming, it's probably just going to take off. However, there are times where you might encounter a black bear. What we recommend that people do is, first of all, don't turn and run. And the reason for that is predators are used to seeing the animals they prey on do just that. So if you can't outrun a black bear, they're very fast. But what we recommend that people do is just stand their ground, continue to look at the bear and stand your ground, try to make yourself look as big as you can. And again, usually the bear will just take off. But however, we do recommend, if you're up in the backcountry, we recommend you take bear spray with you. And if a bear decides not to retreat and it comes after you, shoot that bear spray in its direction. Hopefully that'll deter it from wanting to get any closer. If you are attacked by a black bear, we recommend that you fight back. Black bears, if you're aggressive with them, they might think to themselves, hey, wait a minute, this prey species that I've gone after, this thing's fighting back. It's not worth it. and might break off its attack. So we encourage people to fight back if attacked by a black bear.
The bear was checked over by DWS and was deemed healthy and unharmed. It's now going to be relocated to the Uinta Mountains.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope in Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.